Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tabler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. The ball gets by Dempsey for a passed ball. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Barrett scores. Baylor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Rice reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. Greenwell goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gettman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Gettman moves to second. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields the ball and throws to Candiotti covering. Safe. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Rice moves to second. 1 out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gettman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gettman for the out. Rice moves to third. 2 outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Mark Huseman now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Barrett is called out on strikes. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Tony Bernazard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barrett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Jacoby moves to third. 1 out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Butler reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. Dempsey moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey scores. Butler moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. Franco moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Steve Crawford now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Franco scores. Tabler moves to third. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get Tabler. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Spike Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Rich Yet now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Barrett is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Crawford covering, for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Crawford covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey takes first base on ball four. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Henderson now playing right field. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Dave Clark pinch hits for Tony Bernazard. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Doug Frobel pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fraubel hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.